This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by MMAHQ.com, the world's best MMA daily deal site.
The Burn Machine, train like a boss. And BetDSI.com, bet on MMA and get a 20% discount.
MMA Nuts, episode 85!
I'm excited.
It's all good! Oh my god! It's gonna fucking explode!
Brock Lesnar's fighting.
Shit your pants!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
I'm Matt Griffith, and this is the MMA show by MMA fans, for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes.
Bam, bing, boom.
Boom.
Go.
We have no news, because we're so goddamn excited
we
about
are, this. We are, because he's 6'3" and 265, he's 6'5" and 256. Could that be a gayer promo? And there's nothing wrong with being gay, I'm just saying. It looks like prison rape.
I was going to say, it's like a prison fight.
Don't drop the soap, bitch. Oh, we just got fired from the UFC.
Why?
Because we said rape.
Oh, sorry. Man rape. Remember?
Oh, yeah, man rape's okay. Ass rape, good.
Ass rape, not so
vagina rape, no good.
All right. Let's get into the next, in the first fight.
First fight.
Let's do it.
Are you fired up for it?
I'm excited.
Oh, my God. We got Vladimir.
The janitor.
Matt Yushchenko, he's 26-5 versus Alexander.
The baller.
Gustafsson, he's 12-1. Matt Yushchenko, 35% of his wins by KO, 27% by submission. Gustafsson, 67% by KO, 25% by submission. What do you see going on here, good sir?
Well, I see good things.
Okay.
I think it's going to be exciting.
Yeah?
Matt Yushchenko, I know he's old, but...
How old? He's 30-something?
36, 37?
He's old. Just,
he's up there.
We're going.
He was born in 71. He's 40. Okay.
That guy's a man. Cool. He's like a man beast.
Yeah. He, you know,
he'll get you in the closet with a plunger kind of man.
He's only been stopped by John Jones in recent times, you know. He's a tough dude.
Gustafsson does not care.
Gustafsson has a good stand up, but Matt Yushchenko is tough as fuck, and I think the janitor is easily able to take this via decision. Given his track record over his last couple of fights, he just finished was it Brills?
Yeah.
Via TKO. And Gustafsson, you know.
Gustafsson's a beast.
Well, he replaced Matt Yushchenko and retired Matt Hamill, right? Gustafsson did?
Yes.
Yes. He's like, yes.
I'm so hungry right now. I don't know. Oh, I got to eat.
It's all good. Get fired up. It's all good.
I am fired up.
I'm eating a chicken wing right now.
I'll eat at Minotauro's broken arm right now.
Ouch. Okay.
I'll suck the bone marrow right
That's
out.
That's gross. All right, I will take the janitor via just pure toughness and grittiness and, you know, seasoning in this fight.
Fucking asshole! Quit making food references!
Sorry, I don't mean
Fuck.
To. I think Gustafsson's stand-up is all that he has, really. I think this is going to play out on the ground. It's going to be a grind-out fight, and Matt Yushchenko takes a decision, 30-27. What do you say?
I think Gustafsson's going to knock him out in the first round. I don't even think it's going to be close. I think this is going to be the one, as Dana White would say, this will be one of the most one-sided fights in UFC history.
Whoa.
It'll be sending Matt Yushchenko into an early retirement at the age of 40.
40 early retirement. I don't know if you can call it that. But he did knock out Matt Hamill.
Gustafsson is a beast. His only real loss was to Phil Davis. And that's a tough fight.
Yes.
Phil Davis can manhandle
you got
many,
choked, right?
Many a person, yes.
Like an anaconda.
You don't want none. But Gustafsson's on a 3-fight win streak. Matt Yushchenko's on a 2-fight win streak. Magic if all is taking. Outlook not so good. Gustafsson. Wow, that was about the shortest and worst fucking
sorry,
fight call
we're
ever.
We're going to hit the ground running.
So
don't
sorry.
Worry. Because we have another exciting fight on this card coming up next.
Who did the 8-ball just take?
Gustafsson.
Thanks. Save it. Strike that. Reverse it. Oh, hang on.
It's going to be quick. We're going to do 20 minutes and done. I have a feeling the main event is going to be a long discussion, but we'll get there.
Especially.
Let's talk about.
All right, we've got John.
Snuggy.
Fitch. He's 23-3-1 versus Johnny. Hendricks, he's 11-1. Pause for delay. Fitch, 22% of his wins by KO, 22% by submission, 56% by decision. Doesn't matter. He's a man. Hendricks, 55% by KO and 9% by submission. Mm-hmm. First off, I'm going to say this is a weird fucking matchup. Because how do you take John Fitch, who's arguably number two or number three in the welterweight division, and match him up against Hendricks, who's not top 10, not, I'd probably put him at 16.
16, okay.
A solid 16.
All right.
So why is John Fitch fighting Hendricks? Let's just start there.
Well, I think he's pissed off the UFC with his I want to fight, I don't want to fight, you guys are fucking me over.
Is it because he won't fight Josh Koscheck?
Maybe. But that fight, do you really care about this fight now? I mean, it doesn't make
sense. Which fight?
Him versus Koscheck? Is it something that you want to see?
Him versus anybody, I don't care about. Like, oh, yeah. Why do I have to talk about it right now?
I think it's a money thing. He's got to get a fight in before the end of the year. He needs to get paid, man.
He's just contracted.
Yeah.
Put it down.
He's got to do it. Time to make some cash.
I thought he was going to rematch BJ and all
BJ Penn? No, he did. What did he do?
He's coming back from an injury. Here's the problem, right? The guy hasn't fought in, like, fucking 10 months. He's coming back from some sort of an injury. Wrestler versus wrestler. Grinder versus someone that can knock you the fuck out. Mm-hmm. I don't know who I'm picking in this fight.
Well, Hendricks only lost to Rick Story.
True.
That's the only fight.
So you're talking one loss versus three?
Yeah, it's not necessarily such a, you know, I don't know. It's because we look at Fitch as being such an up there guy, and Hendricks is, I don't know, 16.
Up and coming.
Maybe like 11, 9. 16 is kind of up there. I don't know if he's quite that low on the totem pole.
It's where he ranks in my world.
Which is actually a misnomer because
What's that?
Being lower is a point of prestigiousness on the totem pole. It's a weird concept. You ever heard anyone say that? Okay. When people say low man on the totem pole,
yeah,
that's actually the most prestigious location on the totem pole.
Because that's like if you're looking at like a cock, that's where your balls are. And what are you all about?
Sort of.
It's where all the testosterone comes from is the balls. And the bigger they are, the more manly you are.
That's the part people can see.
Is that why people don't tap?
Maybe.
It goes back to that.
Balls?
Yeah, big balls.
Totem poles.
You don't tap. You get
cocks.
Your shit broken.
Maybe.
You have to have bitches massage you.
I guess so.
Suck your dick because you can't do it yourself anymore.
What was the original question?
Low man on the totem pole.
Okay.
Number 16.
Yes.
Johnny Hendricks. You think he's a solid 11? I'm saying he's
maybe
a solid
a 9
16.
Even.
Oh, he's a 9.
Yeah. He's I think he's just 16. Inside or just outside the top 10.
He's outside my book.
Okay. What?
Am I going to... Oh. I wanted to say interesting fact about John Fitch.
Okay, oh no.
He's been the decision in his last 9 fights. What do you think's going to happen? Is he going to be able to...
knocked the fuck out is what I think's going to happen.
Oh.
I think he's got 6 knockouts under his belt. He's dangerous. Only one who's been able to solve this Hendricks equation has been Rick
Story. The horror.
Yeah, with the same kind of style that Hendricks has. I think, you know how people always say styles make fights, and this is weird because... Hendricks, you mentioned it when you were talking. He's dangerous, man. That guy's got power. If he catches you, you're in trouble. And Fitch, you know, he kind of likes to ride guys and grind it out. And if Hendricks comes in, not letting him play his game and just goes balls. Remember the Sadala fight? He just went balls to the wall and is fucking ballistic and knocks Sadala out.
He didn't even care about his technical
He's like,
striking.
I don't care, man. I don't
Fuck
care.
Fuck you and your technical striking.
We'll win that shit. So I think that's what he's going to need to do in this fight. Because you can't let Fitch get comfortable and get on
He'll
top
He'll grind
of
you down.
Grind,
I don't care who
grind.
You are. John Fitch will take you down and
this guy's a top-notch wrestler, though, Hendricks is. Top-notch. Training with some of the best in the world.
It's true. And, hey, I'll give you this. BJ Penn did take
Fitch
down.
Did he take down?
He took him down.
He did.
He took Fitch down.
Yes, he did. Which was surprising. Have you given this? Oh, should I tell you?
Yeah,
I'm taking Hendricks for your knockout because I want to see it so bad. I'm predicting a first round TKO. 2 minutes, I give this fight. 2 minutes. If it goes beyond 2 minutes, Hendricks' chances are not looking good.
I don't know. GSP couldn't stop John Fitch.
No? GSP has no power. Are you kidding me?
What are you saying? John Fitch's face was so fucked up after that fight.
Oh,
are you kidding me? That guy could take a punch. That first round, he got mauled.
BJ?
No, Fitch.
Oh, Fitch.
GSP on Fitch.
Yeah, true, but I mean, still.
Do you think Hendricks is going to knock him out? I don't see it.
Power versus volume. GSP is a volume fighter. He likes to jab and punch and tap.
He beat
the
fuck out of him that first round.
He's
he
like
landed
a Bisping,
some
just
large
pure,
shots.
You know, just volume. Yeah.
Fastball.
Hendricks is like, you know, fucking
like
Dos Santos.
Diaz.
Boom! Knocking bitches out.
Laying bitches to the wayside. Take it over, bitch.
You might get like, what was that? The walk-off? uppercut home run.
Mark Hunt.
Yeah.
He's going to Mark Hunt him. Boom. Mark McGwire.
You know you want to see John Fitch lose.
I do.
I think it'd be good for his career if he loses quick.
He took one for the team.
Yes.
Come on. Came out and didn't go to decision. This is your 10th fight.
Yeah.
Don't fucking go to
How
decision.
Many is it now? I don't
he's
even know.
He's 9 in a row. He's
Did you say that?
Yes. 9 decisions in a row.
Ridiculous, including the loss. Yeah, it's a lot.
Because he's all about getting his grips on you, getting you down, and then just
fucking you up.
Yeah. Just tap it.
I respect
tappy,
that.
Tappy,
I mean,
tappy.
It is a style.
It's effective. It's not
exciting.
Fan appeasing. No. I don't like it. So do I want to see him lose? Yes. Do I think he's going to win, though? Yes, I do.
Ooh.
I think.
Yeah.
What else is he going to do? He's going to decision you. John
okay.
Fitch is going to decision you.
Okay.
And he's going to do it with his wrestling. And shocker. I mean, like, right? Maybe he'll take him down and shock him. I don't know.
What if he comes out like Muay Thai style and just starts striking all of a sudden?
That'd be awesome if he just got away from his roots.
Yeah.
But complete opposite. Maybe
yeah.
a little capoeira, if you will.
You never know.
You don't.
So you're taking a decision.
I'm taking Fitch with a decision.
Okay.
Win. I better write that down.
I'll do a Hendricks TKO knockout first round, 2 minutes. Quickly.
It pains me to pick
his
Fitch.
Chances don't look good after that time frame because Fitch is just too
and he might even have a little cardio advantage on Hendricks if
Fitch
he
oh he should yeah
you
he
know.
Should yeah
Magic 8-Ball.
I think Hendricks is stronger too.
He another. Is
who knows
John here. Fitch.
John Fitch. Okay, very good.
Moving right along.
This is going quick. I
Isn't
like
that,
it
this one might go a little bit. All right, we got Nate Diaz, he is 14-7 versus Donald
Cowboy
Cerrone. He's 17-3. Diaz 71% of wins by submission, 21% by KO. Cerrone 76% by submission, 6% by KO. What do you see going on here?
Well, I think Diaz looked pretty good against his fight with Gomi. I know that's Gomi, but okay. His striking looked a lot better, and I think he really does belong at 155.
155 is the right weight.
Yeah, 170 is a mistake for him to fight.
He got out-muscled by a lot of dudes.
Yes, and he generally has trouble with strong wrestlers, Diaz
mm-hmm.
does, and I think that Cerrone, that's probably the weakest part of his game. He's a good
I don't know. He took Varner down when he wanted to, and Varner
yeah.
was supposed to have
yeah.
decent wrestling.
Yeah. I mean,
so
I guess. I
didn't. That's debatable.
Yeah, it is debatable. I think his strength, though, is the Muay Thai and,
yeah.
and the Jiu-Jitsu. Which is where I kind of hope this ends up is on the ground because I want to see what these two guys are going to do with
jiu-jitsu
each other.
Jiu-jitsu versus jiu-jitsu.
Yes. And, you know, I think the biggest question mark for me is
what?
Cerrone's fought 4 times already this year, and this will be his 5th.
Mm-hmm.
He's seasoned. He's seasoned, but at some point, does it become too much?
Are you saying he's extra well done? Like,
he's
a steak. Like,
he's
not rare. He's not
overcooked
medium.
Already.
He's in that well
he's
done
burned.
Zone.
Yeah.
Now you're
I mean,
fucking that shit up.
Can you really get up that many times for big fights? And he's had a lot of big fights. You know, he's exciting. He brings it. He's had decisions in there. Does he have a knockout?
He got his first knockout the other day.
The other day. Just last week.
Fuck, he doesn't care.
I mean, I know the guy's crazy, but I really feel like Diaz, you know, with his slightly improved striking and the fact that he has trouble with wrestlers in general,
mm-hmm.
is going to fare well in this fight, and I'm going to have to take him in this via some type of a submission in the later rounds. I think he does the same thing which I suggested Hendricks does, is he tries to come out. He doesn't let Cerrone work his game. He doesn't let Cerrone do the striking and play dictate where the fight goes. And he's going to win it via some type of submission because I think his jiu-jitsu is better than Cerrone's. His striking, no chance.
No. Cerrone is better on the striking. The jiu-jitsu, I'd give a slight edge to Diaz, but I still think Cerrone, he's got sneaky.
He's very sneaky.
Sneaky jits.
Sneaky.
Yes. Watch out for him.
Yeah.
So you're taking
Diaz. I like
Diaz
in a third round submission. Not sure what, but maybe triangle. I don't know. Something like that. I think it's going to be good. Picking this as fight of the night.
All right. Great. So.
What do you see?
I say Cerrone's on a 6-fight win streak.
Six?
I
didn't realize that.
So,
okay.
No, he got that KO over Oliveira.
The Bronx.
And he got the win over Dennis Seaver. The thing.
Mule.
Yeah, watch out. The mule! The thing that scares me about this fight is Cerrone's in that peculiar position where all these 55ers, they go on win streaks. You get close to a title shot, and then you lose. Mm. It's happened to Dennis Seaver, happened to Melvin Guillard, and it happened to George Sotiropoulos.
Yep.
I mean, there's probably a couple other guys in there, but he's in that danger zone. And I want to see him do well because I like him.
Like the highway to the danger zone?
You're goddamn right, Kenny Loggins. Fucking dial it up again. It's your favorite movie, so you might as well write that movie ever.
Top Gun rules.
Okay. I'll give you a thumbs up.
He's not feeling it.
I'm Slapshot, baby.
Okay.
It's old school hockey.
This is why we have a show, because if we agreed on everything, it'd be boring.
Yeah, true that. So, like we're saying, Cerrone, is it still recording? Do you still have time?
We have plenty of time, but awesome. I was making sure it was recording. Awesome. I forgot. We're recording. Don't worry, folks.
Is your mic on? Do you have a battery in? Am I coming in loud and clear?
Yeah.
All right. So, I just think with Cerrone, he's been on such a streak of late, and him figuring out the striking, I think that's what the impressive thing is, and being able to knock someone out like Oliveira, who was riding kind of a hot streak. I mean, he had that loss or two, and, you know, fucking shit happens, but what are you going to say? He came out the bang, and he knocked somebody out, and that was the first one in his career.
I'll say the 55 division is probably the toughest in MMA right now.
It's up there.
Yeah, I mean, with the amount of talent that's in it.
Yeah, because you have too much talent to the point where you got to, like, cut people.
It's ridiculous.
You normally wouldn't have to cut. Like, if this was the heavyweight division, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it'd be crazy.
It'd be nice.
Yeah. Like,
that's usually the thinnest. But my other concern for this fight is what you're saying, like, how to lose this fight is Diaz working off his back. I'm concerned about a triangle choke. That I don't want to see happen. But if I pair out each part of the game, I think Cerrone beats Diaz in every aspect.
Even the jiu-jitsu?
It's close.
It's going to be close, huh?
I mean, that's the one question mark.
Yeah.
I mean, wrestling, yeah. Cardio.
What about balls? Who's got bigger balls? Cowboy versus 209?
Jesus Christ.
Did they come out guns blazing?
That's a tough one because both these guys.
They're both crazy, man.
Fuck your shit up,
I could see them killing each other for three rounds and then having, like, the craziest bender, like, after and hitting the town and drinking.
Kind of
fucking
crazy. Like, this fucking bitches. And
everywhere,
by
like,
the
30 women everywhere and cowboys' hats and hot tubs. And
they're banging bitches.
Limos with hot tubs in them. And
shaving bushes. Whatever. I don't give a fuck.
It sounds awesome.
Trimming hedges. Literally and figuratively.
Nice.
So, I'm going to go with Cerrone by decision. I just don't think you can beat a Diaz. It's very tough to beat them, especially finish a Diaz. I think, what is it? He's got 7 losses, 1 by sub. Here, that's the weird fact about Diaz. He's gone to decision 7 times. He's lost 6 of those. So he's fucked if he goes to decision.
Yeah, he seems like he got submitted back in Hermes Franca. Well, that's a long time ago.
Long time ago.
So 06.
I'm taking Cerrone by a decision.
All right.
Take that.
The 8 ball says.
Ask again later. We got all night.
All right.
Go ahead. Try it again. I'm going to break you. Nate Diaz.
Nice.
That takes us to
sponsors. We have MMAHQ.com, the world's best MMA daily deal site.
In the world.
Featuring the latest fighters, trends, and brands. They sell one item per day until it's sold out at 11 Eastern.
Excellent.
10 Central.
Excellent.
Check it out. You're doing some shit with your phone. I'm scared. What are you doing?
Take a picture.
Of?
The camera.
Why?
It's live action.
Live action. Scary. Also, check out.
Here's Ingo doing the sponsors.
MartialArtsSupply.com. The Martial Arts Supply? Yes. MAS.
No.
I have no clue. Their new website. Check it out. They have some of the largest selection of jiu-jitsu gear, and then, of course, they have all other things like Muay Thai. That's a nice face. Muay Thai and everything else.
What?
So, check them out.
Gravy.
Also, Matt.
What?
Why are you not burning it?
It's a lot of work. I'm so hungry. I can't burn any more calories off
the
right
burn
now.
Machine.
I will pass out if I try to do
that. Where they invite you to train like a boss.
Go get it, Ingo. Go get it. It's all you.
What's the
work
phrase?
It, turn it to burn it, burn it to earn it.
Yes, check out the burnmachine.com.
Sounds like Diego Sanchez.
See how heavy this is?
broke my foot. Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm off the hook. I can't wait till we get to the internet.
He is off the chain. You're not even off the hook.
That's awesome. Also, check out BetTheEsai.com where you can bet at MMA and save 20%!
I'm losing it.
Keep going. I'm going bye-bye. Go ahead. Guys, save 20%.
Save 20%.
Oh, fucking.
Also, for this UFC event, we are actually going to be running a contest in conjunction where you are invited to...
Beat the nuts. Beat the nuts. Beat them. Beat them.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
It'll be a... We'll let you know. Okay, don't worry. Just check our Facebook. I'm dying over
here. Okay.
Okay.
Bring it back in.
I got to slow down.
Bring it back in.
Let me have a drink.
Yeah, have a drink.
What the fuck is this? That's crazy. That's awesome. You even got glasses. No, we're so... Yes. Oh my God, Caprio's gonna kill us. This is like,
why? Fucking. Look, he's growing an epic beard for Christmas.
You'll see in a second. It's hard to see right now, but when we. Oh my God, this is like fucking. Chris Kringle.
Old Saint Nick making an appearance.
Oh Jesus, you're killing
gonna
me.
Gonna take you down and fuck your shit up, son.
Speaking of which, Merry Christmas to you all. Because this show comes out Christmas week, so. Ho, ho, ho.
That's right.
I hope you guys get everything
and
you wanted.
I like that I can say Merry Christmas and not all this fucking Happy Holiday bullshit.
That's
you know why?
Shit.
Merry Christmas. I love it. Love it.
You know what's cool is I send out gifts to my customers at work, and I always say Merry Christmas. And sometimes I wonder, like, is it cool or not? But I've actually had people respond to me, say, thank you, because all this
nobody
bullshit.
Nobody does it.
Everyone's
right?
Like,
trying
everyone's
to be
like,
so
Happy
PC.
Holidays. I'm like, fuck that. Christmas.
Exactly.
Even if you're Jewish or
who cares? You
whatever.
Can celebrate, get
you can
a present.
Celebrate Christmas. It's a fun holiday. Why not? Who cares?
Exactly.
It. And it shouldn't. It should be about the kids. It should be fun.
Like giving gifts.
That's right.
And receiving gifts.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, that being said,
ready?
I feel like the UFC has given us a gift with this matchup. This
if this actually happens,
which we're taping this quite early before it actually happens, and we're not sure. If there's a potential problem with Overeem.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Frank here took it down.
It's supposed to be the other way, but we're going to switch it up for this show.
Yeah, we're not sure because there's a lot of rumors, about this guy potentially pulling out of this fight for various reasons.
Yes.
We don't know because, obviously, if shit happens this week, we'll find out.
We will. But, and this could be all bullshit.
It could.
Which happens
but it's fun
to
talk
time.
About. Wouldn't it be is. The first time. So... That being said, shall we get into it?
Yeah, all right. We got Brock Lesnar. He's 5-2. Still amazes the fuck out of me that he's only had 7 fights versus Alistair.
All right, the list is long.
Go.
Are you ready? The Ream, Demolition Man, the Dutch Cyclone, the Dutch Rudder.
It sounds like a gay porn. Like,
I don't know where
you're coming. Or you just go to Urban Dictionary and see what. I just Dutch Ruddered somebody.
It's
can't be good.
Okay.
Overeem, he's 35-11. Lesnar, 40% of his wins by KO, 40% by sub. Overeem, 54% by sub, and 40% by KO. All right. Here we go. So Brock Lesnar is back. He is fucking back. He's repaired. He's back to, like, his 280, 290 fighting weight. He's going to have to cut to actually get down.
Day.
Fuck yeah, meat and potatoes and some asparagus to make his piss smell clean and
nice.
Dragon style.
I'm not sure what that means.
Lyoto Machida,
oh, yeah.
Drink your piss.
Okay, sorry.
Give it a little extra flavor.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay.
We're in the game. We're in it to win it.
I'm in it.
Here's the thing with Overeem. Mm-hmm. Besides fighting Verdum, he hasn't fucking fought anybody worth their weight in salt. Brett Rogers and, you know, a couple other pies in there.
Yeah, I mean, his MMA resume.
Of late.
Put it,
of late.
Is Todd Duffy.
Yeah, that was the other one.
Fujita, James Thompson, I mean, Gary Goodridge.
So.
It's not the most impressive on paper.
No. You look at his last fight against Verdum. He was very afraid to go to the ground to the point where he let that affect his stand-up,
mm-hmm.
where he would only throw, like, a shot, and arguably you could say that Verdum outstruck him.
He did.
you know?
Yes.
On the feet. And then, you know, he played a little ground and pound with him. Got his decision win. So with this fight, the other question is, Overeem coming into the UFC, I don't like first fight jitters for the these guys. Usually when they come in, it's a recipe for lose.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got some other personal issues going on with his mother having cancer or mm-hmm. having cancer
multiple
again.
Times. It's yeah. like a third bout or something.
So it's cancer. Like yeah. personal shit sometimes these guys can overcome. But of late, everybody that's had personal problems has been losing. So
right.
I don't like Overeem's chances as much as everyone's going to say, oh, he's going to come out there and he's going to fucking maul Brock Lesnar. Okay, maybe, but when's the last time he fought a wrestler of Lesnar's caliber? About never. So
mm-hmm.
can he stop his takedowns? Maybe once.
Twice, three times.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
I think Lesnar's going to fucking maul him. I think he's going to beat the shit out of him in the first round,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to take him down and ground and pound him.
Okay.
What say you, good sir?
Well, let me start this by saying that the reason I'm really excited about this fight
Why?
Is I feel like both of these guys have to have serious balls to take the fight with each other. Here Why are two so? Guys who have glaring holes in their game. You saw Lesnar, who does not seem to have the greatest striking, and the one
he
thing
doesn't.
That can be accredited as far as a fault of his is once he gets hit, he seems to forget the game plan, and he just doesn't like to be hit.
I yeah, know, but I will say he may have the best chin in the heavyweight division.
Probably.
He just doesn't like to get hit.
Right.
You haven't seen him knocked out, but he's taken
right.
some fucking massive
he's
shots.
He's taken a lot of punishment, and he's come back from it.
Yeah.
You know, in the Shane Carmen fight. Didn't come back from it in the Velasquez fight.
Yeah, not so
you know,
much.
Not so much, but it is what it is. And then you got Reem coming in for his debut in the UFC against fucking Brock Lesnar. I mean, it's crazy. It's like this guy, they both have serious balls to fight each other. And I'm just excited because it's such an unknown between what's going to happen. When you look at Lesnar's wrestling ability, it's off the charts. He's explosive for a big guy. He moves like a 155er.
Yeah.
When you look at Overeem's striking power, it's scary. I mean, he puts guys down with his striking power.
And his knees.
His knees.
Fucking get out of the way.
And his guillotine is big. And in a fight against a wrestler, you know, that is something that can definitely work. A guillotine or knees, as far as someone going
yeah,
in for
shoot,
the shot.
Take a shot, sure.
Pressing you up against the cage or whatnot. So it's a little bit of a, like, I guess, who knows? It's one of those,
crap
like,
shoot.
Who the fuck knows what's going to happen between these two guys? I have to agree with you, though. I think the biggest thing for me is Overeem is going to have UFC jitters. Lesnar maybe having comeback fight jitters. But he says he's healthy. He says this is the best he's felt in a long time since he's got his intestines removed that were, you know, hurt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard for me to call this fight. I think it could go either way. If this goes beyond a few minutes, I think the odds are Lesnar takes this. Because
yeah, cardio, I think, is a bigger Lesnar. Issue for Overeem than it is for Lesnar.
Definitely.
For sure. Because he's a freak athlete.
Yes.
Overeem has been a freak of late because he's also... His body is not used to carrying the meat and mass that fucking Lesnar's been carrying his entire life.
Yeah.
And his fighting career.
Yeah. And I hate to agree with you on this, Matt, but I have to say that you pretty much nailed it for me. I feel like Lesnar avoids the big power shots, which is what Overeem's good at. He's not a peppering kind of a striker. He's more of a one-shot kind of, I'm going to kill you with this thing. I don't think Lesnar is able to be caught with something like that. I think he gets caught with a lot with volume punches.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get him to turtle, but he'll be able to get the takedown on the first round. And we're going to see a very similar fight that we saw in the second Frank Mir fight, where he might end up in half guard or whatnot and just putting the work
beat
the in,
shit out
beating
of
the shit out of Overeem, and it's going to be over.
And Overeem will not be able to ragdoll Lesnar like he did to fucking Brett Rogers.
No.
Remember that, where he
yeah,
just kind of like shucked
around.
Him?
No.
You're not going to do that shit to Lesnar.
No.
Lesnar knows how to handle his mass, handle his weight, keep his base solid.
Yep.
Which will make for an interesting
match.
It's going
to be crazy. I really hope this happens. If it doesn't happen and we see Frank Mir step in against Brock Lesnar.
That's who has to step in.
There's no one else.
Unless you're going to bring in Fedor. But
no. Against Lesnar? I don't. Yeah.
That would be kind of fun. I wouldn't mind seeing that. Lesnar.
Yeah,
day.
I'll take Lesnar all day in that fight. Now, in the Mir fight, though, what do you think? If that's a Since we should talk about it, since we're taping it so early and we're not going to reshoot it. So, if Mir comes in and steps in for Overeem with whatever may happen with him, do you see the result being more like the first fight or the second?
I see the fight being more like the second fight.
Okay.
Because, like we were talking about with Mir, like he hasn't figured out his cardio with this new body or whatever. The last two fights, he's had cardio issues.
Mm-hmm.
Lesnar. And also, look at that last fight where he got pushed up against the cage. He got into a bad position, and luckily he got out of it. But he also got rocked before that. So I think Lesnar could still do the same thing. And it's like, here's the crazy thing. Like, do you think Lesnar could submit Mir?
Yeah, I definitely
do. Like, while he got him down there. If he starts beating the shit out of him and Donkey Konging him.
If he's tired, I mean, what do they say? Fatigue makes cowards of us all. It's one of those things. If Mir gets exhausted and Lesnar decides to put on some kind of a submission, I think he could finish
knee bar?
No, not that.
He's going to fucking pay him back.
Maybe guillotine.
Pay him back in spades.
Or like a arm triangle. I don't know, but, you know, it's possible. So
I'm taking St. Nick versus everybody.
Me too.
Santa Claus kicks ass.
I'll take him. Santa Claus kicks ass? That's fucking funny. I can't believe you did that.
Magic 8-Ball is not going to take Lesnar.
I hope
regardless
not.
Of what the pick is. Okay, it took over him.
Did it really, or are you just saying that?
It did take over him.
Okay, good.
And I would just say it did take over him if it didn't, but it did.
Okay, good. So if it didn't, you don't have to worry. If it took over him, and there should be an asterisk, because we need to see if the curse is alive. So UFC 141, this is happening the day before New Year's Eve. It's actually on Friday.
30th.
And an interesting fact, too, actually, about this one. This is the first UFC that's going back to the 10 Eastern time slot.
Ugh.
Because they're, apparently the pay-per-views are down, and they think that one of the reasons is because they moved it an hour early. But
here's the funny thing. They're going to lose more people. They're going to be even down lower. The only reason they're down is because you haven't had GSP fight a bunch of times this year. You haven't fought fucking Lesnar, and those are your two biggest draws. That's the reason. And maybe a little oversaturation.
Oversaturation is probably
all, add all that shit together.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think they've had too
many
events.
And the economy.
And what?
The economy.
And the economy.
People can't afford to spend $60 every 2 weeks on fucking cards.
And this will be the last UFC where the prelims will be on Spike.
Oh, you guys got to figure some shit out.
Next year,
Facebook, you mean.
Facebook. Well, the Spike. The two fights they usually give us, last one.
Well, I want to see the prelims, too.
Those are
off of Facebook.
FX is going to get the...
We don't have FX yet, do we?
We have FX. We don't have Fuel.
Oh.
Fuel is supposed to get the Facebook fights, apparently, in 2012.
I can deal with losing two fights. I'd rather see the Facebook fights.
Yeah, which have been...
But I like to see them on Facebook, which is weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something cool about watching them on a computer.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I like that too. I don't get to watch it that often, but when I do, it's nice because it's just kind of one of those. It makes it feel weird. Like
I'm seeing something I shouldn't be.
Right.
It's like, this is normally a porn position, but I'm in a fight position.
Yes. Weird. Why is my cock in my hand?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What is going on? Do I like men? Sure. Do I not?
I'm
I don't
not
know
sure.
What's going on.
Oh, all right.
Anyways, and next subject.
Next
subject. Viewer mail.
Viewer mail. All right.
Hey, viewer questions, not mail.
Okay.
Go.
All right, here we go. Ash Griffiths on our Facebook has two random questions for us. Number one, what is the most addictive drink you've ever tasted?
Okay. Well, not that I've tried it personally, but I hear my banana juice is quite addictive.
Your banana juice?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That's what the ladies say.
That's what the ladies say?
Okay. I'll say, actually, the most addictive thing, I want to say, I don't drink pop that often, but fucking goddamn, if I have a Coke, I have the goddamn three
Cokes.
I don't know, there's something in that shit, man. It used to be cocaine, hence the name Coke.
Yeah.
But you start drinking it, I can't stop. Drinking it.
Okay.
What about you?
I like chocolate milk. That's why I rarely drink it. Because usually if I have a glass, I have like three more. Because it's just like something refreshing about a cold glass of chocolate milk.
You like something... Black and juicy.
Black and juicy, yes.
Nice.
Exactly.
Comes from brown cows.
That's right. All right, question two.
Yeah.
For the random questions. Oh. How do you think all the old action heroes in their prime would do in mixed martial arts? For example, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone. Who else? You only listed those two, but who else is a big action hero? Schwarzenegger, Stallone.
Well, the other guys were like
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
But they were like real fighters, so okay. I would exclude those. Let's just go to Stallone and Schwarzenegger. I'm going to go with Stallone. Here's the reason. Because look at Schwarzenegger. He was just too beefy. It was like Mario Pujanowski. That guy looked like a goddamn cock ready to explode. He turned purple. He gassed
himself. He did just beat James
out.
Thompson.
Wow, that was so impressive. But did you also notice how less muscular he was in this fight?
Yes.
So Arnold would gas out. Yes. I would put my money on fucking Stallone. Because goddamn, look at that guy. He's 65. He's still on the juice. Schwarzenegger, just let that shit go. I don't give a fuck if you're the governor. You gotta stay on the juice, my son. Because
he's banging, like, help and shit. He's like, oh, yeah. Suck my cock, you dirty whore.
Yeah.
I am the governator.
Yeah. I'm impregnating everyone. I got illegitimate sons all over. I'm Conan, motherfucker.
Spreading that germ.
Yeah. Something, but putting my money on Sylvester. He was Rocky, goddammit. He was Rocky.
He was Rocky. I gotta agree with you. Stallone always seemed like more of a tough guy, where Schwarzenegger seemed like kind of, I don't want to say like girly man, but he was always like about his...
He was too beefy.
He was like, yeah, but he was very
too
concerned
feminine,
about his... Yeah, like...
Too concerned about his look and not so much about the fighting aspect.
I'm a big fan of both. I think I mentioned before on the show that Arnold was like the guy I like loved when I was a kid. I rode him and he never rode me back, so fuck you, Arnold. But...
like a horse, you rode him.
No, wrote him a letter. But he was very feminine. Even when you watch that, was that Pumping Iron? Is that the, he was the same thing. Like he was just really concerned about how he looks, and I don't
he's
think
a
he
bodybuilder. He's got to be concerned about that. Though
he wouldn't have made a good fighter. I think he wouldn't have done well.
No, he would have been worried about his looks.
Stallone is a tough dude. Stallone will fuck people up.
And he's not afraid to juice and be open about it. So
yes,
respect.
Yeah, HGH still on it. If you're an actor.
You got to be, you're 65 and you're like cut as fuck.
Yeah, why not? It's starting to look kind of gross at this point, though. Did you see him in The Expendables? I watched a good half hour of that, which I didn't like that movie. But, I mean, he's just kind of, it's gross. Like,
veiny.
To be old and that veiny.
Cock veiny.
Looks weird. Yeah, looks like an old cock or something. All right, let me see if I got another question.
Go.
Oh, MMA Fan Headquarters, who has been on our Facebook always, they have a good question.
Go ahead.
Who do you think is going to get inducted next into the UFC Hall of Fame? Tito Ortiz, Anderson Silva, Forrest Griffin, Rich Franklin, Dan Henderson, GSP, Florian. Who do you think is going
to
be next?
Well, it's probably Tito Ortiz because he's probably the closest to retirement out of all those guys. You're looking at Tito. Well, Tito also held the belt for a long fucking time, and I think they said some stat where he's had either fought the most amount of time in the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be Tito.
Total fights?
Yeah. Or minutes fought. Not quite sure. It's a long time. He's had a long career. Because you're talking, when did he start? Like in less than 10s, UFC 9-ish maybe?
Yeah. It's been around. In the
somewhere
around
there.
Yeah. It's been around
a
long time.
It's a long fucking time.
Okay.
It's a long run.
So you think Tito's next?
Yeah.
Will Dana do that? Will he let him be inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Depends. It seems like they're on pretty good terms. He did step up on short notice and take that Rashad fight after beating Bader. So
yeah,
they're back.
They're back in action. Okay.
They're back in buddies again. Yeah.
All right. Connor Hills. I think this question comes up quite frequently.
What's that?
Where the fuck is Matt Serra? Do you think he's retired?
Did I answer that one before?
I don't know. It seems like you have maybe. People are asking.
I think he's making pizza pies.
He looking a little pudgy.
He likes
he's got
the,
that Italian spaghetti kind of.
Spaghetti?
You think he's done fighting?
Yeah, because at this point,
him
you've
and Luongo hanging
long.
Out eating that pasta.
Jesus Christ. Did you see Luongo?
We never even talked about that yet.
Who is he cornering? I forgot.
I forgot. Somebody who won.
Was that
Ebersole? Ebersole, I think.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was that Prokryich, was it?
Maybe it was
Zinsky.
Okay.
Fuck if I know. He was cornering somebody. But man, he looks like he's been...
He's been hitting the sauce. The
he
pasta
ain't been
sauce.
Hitting the gym, but he's been hitting
meatballs.
Something, man.
It's nothing wrong with eating, you know? I like to eat.
Hey, I can totally respect that.
Got to try it on sometimes.
Sometime.
All right. Well, one thing we didn't talk about last show, this is the last question. What do you think about this flyweight tournament? The 125 pounders, they're going to throw this down next year. You think that's something that's going to be a positive thing for Ronnie wants to know on our Facebook. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a good idea? You like that four-man tournament?
I like tournament action. I like that it's UFC talking about a tournament because I think we should have tournaments in like the 55-pound division. Strip the belt from the title holder, sold the fucking tournament, and let's go to town. The only other thing I think they should do, I think you need a smaller cage for these dudes. I think we need, like we talked about before, you need, based on the size of the guys, the cage should shrink
a like foot for every Ultimate division. Like the Ultimate Fighter cage?
Yes.
Each division gets a foot smaller?
Yes. Jesus. It's expandable, like kids' rollerblades or roller skates. As they grow, they get bigger and
stuff. Bigger and bigger?
Smaller foot, smaller shoe. That's what I'm about. You don't want too much ring. You can't let them run away from each other.
Yeah.
Caleb Starnes, you know what I'm talking about, motherfucker.
People don't do that often anymore in the UFC. There's been a couple guys, but...
Wait, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Get that going. The rock hammer, bitch. Rock hammer!
Yeah, speaking of rock, I mean, Corey is trying to make us play for being on... did you see this? He wants to be play-by-play commentator or whatever.
Frank Mir gets my vote. He's broken more bones than...
I like Mir. I like Bonner. I think Mir and Bonner would make a good combo. Color and
I don't know. You got to have some backup plans for when Rogan wants out.
He's not going to want out. Is he going to want out?
How much longer is he going to do it for? Forever?
Well, I think, you know, that they need to have, with all the events they're throwing down, the man cannot possibly do all of them, right?
No, he's going to, I think that's what they're going to do is, like, for the Ultimate Fighter finales and for some of these offshoot cards, he needs a break, man. The guy's fucking, like, hardest working man in showbiz, if you will.
He may be, because he comes into town, he's got a comedy show, sometimes multiples. He's doing podcasts.
He's doing, like, a podcast. Like, when he does it, it's like a 3-hour, and he does another 3-hour sometimes.
Man's working hard. When does he see his wife and his kids? That's what I want to know. It's like, fucking hell.
Here and there.
Every once in a while. Seems like he stays up. He always talks about staying up till 4 in the morning. And, you know.
Do you sleep, though?
I don't know.
It's like, fuck.
It's crazy. But, yeah, I think Rogan needs a break. I like Bonner. I like his comment.
Mm-hmm.
Who was Bonner? Was Bonner commentating with him?
He's on the when the Showtime kick went off against was WEC with Pettis and Henderson.
Yeah,
and he called that pretty awesome. So
yeah, he did. So I like him. I like Mir is good. Although Mir had an issue or something, right?
His issue was he wanted to kill Brock Lesnar.
Okay. So they had to take him off.
Fired. Like, you could say some things, but you can't say that.
Can't say that. So rape and kill. Two bad words. Don't
vagina you? Rape and kill. No good.
Yes.
No good.
You can rape your opponent but not kill him.
Can you kill and then rape him?
Maybe.
But you can't rape and then kill him.
No.
What if he has a vagina?
If he has a vagina?
Then it's no good.
Then it's,
but if he just has an ass, you're all right.
You're good.
All right. Cock and balls.
Greek love. Power to the people.
Right.
You know that show, Rome? Remember that show? Did you watch that show?
No.
Rome on HBO?
No.
Fucked up.
Okay.
It was about, they were ass raping each other the whole series. It's crazy.
It's a clown posse!
All right.
I don't know what to say.
See? I've stumped you.
ICP!
It's been a while. Okay. So that has been Viewer Mail.
209!
If you would like to send us a question to the show.
Sandy was Football Rules!
Bill and Ted's nice.
Can they do that?
You can do this on fans@MMANuts.com.
Great.
You can also check out our Facebook and iTunes and YouTube.
Pink tacos.
He's going to eat some fucking food when I leave.
Pink tacos.
Sure.
They're going out of style. I've eaten there a couple times. It's
pink
tasty.
Tacos?
Yeah, you ever eat at the pink taco?
No.
Was that...
What? It sounds dirty.
It is. No, it was in the Hard Rock in Vegas.
Oh,
no. A Mexican restaurant called the Pink Taco.
I've never been
tasty.
To the Hard Rock. I've been to a lot of places in Vegas.
It's a... A horrible casino.
I talk about going to Hard Rock and to Hooters every time I go to Vegas. And
God.
I never go there.
I'll tell you a story about the Hooters in Vegas. Don't ever fucking go there. I saw the most broken down waitresses I've ever seen. It was the most disappointing Hooters experience I've ever had because
I like Hooters.
We had
usually.
A fucking pregnant waitress.
Whoa.
Pregnant waitress.
Was she hot at least?
No.
Okay.
So, like, that was like.
In that outfit, pregnant?
Oh, yeah.
That's
all bets are
that's
off. Like, but you got to think, like, all the good talent is probably working at a club so they're not working at the Hooters. We're like around here.
That's a good point.
Kind of in the suburbs. You can have the good talent because the girls want to get dirty, but they don't want to get that dirty. But if you're in Vegas, you might as well just be a fucking whore and sucking dick for blow. I don't know what you do out there. But.
They do.
Anyway, Hooters can't attract the talent. That's what I'm trying to say. And
okay.
Don't go to the Hooters in Vegas. And you know who you are.
You definitely don't go there for the food.
Yeah. What was the other option?
Hard Rock.
Yeah.
I've never been to either one.
The casino just sucks. That's why. The casino is small and it's a circle.
Have I been to Hard Rock? I don't know.
And you lose consistently there.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm usually like on that main area,
on the strip.
MGM, Bellagio, Venetian, like, you know, Mirage.
Paris.
I've never been to Paris.
I went all the time there.
The Paris?
Play video poker. I win every time.
Do you?
Drink for free.
I can't stand Vegas. I don't know. I just don't like it.
It gets old after like 10,
it's good for, it's a 24
trips.
To 48 hour place. And then after that, so I'm usually there for like a week at a time. I'm like, get me off this fucking ride. I want to go home.
Yeah, it's definitely a ride. That's for sure.
Yeah. That being said, do you have any knowledge for
it? No, that was my knowledge. Don't go to the Hooters in Vegas.
Okay. But in the Chicago suburbs, Hooters is a plus.
It's okay. The women looked very young and gross, though.
In the Chicago one?
No, I was going to say, the last time we went, like the waitresses. Yeah, remember?
I didn't even pay attention.
Oh. We had that meeting.
Oh, yeah, in Schaumburg.
Yeah, and all the women looked like they were 19.
Yes.
I don't know. There's something about it's too young.
Too young for you?
Yep.
That's what you're going to get out there. It's Hooters. I don't know. Jailbait?
MILF. How about some MILF?
You want some MILF action? Okay. I don't think MILFs are going to be working at Hooters.
Probably not. Well, you got to draw the line somewhere. Maybe 24. I don't know. Could be a little older. That's all I'm saying.
Is there a term for that? 24? The 20 to 30 crowd? It's not a young one. It's not an old one. It's
in between there. Let's just keep it there.
It's a bilf, like a between ilf.
I'm fine with that. Bilf.
I don't know. Anyways, that's been this week's edition.
Like a boy, I'd like to fuck. No. You just Sandusky does. You son of a bitch. You're Rashad Evans does.
You're not allowed to say that. It's off limits. No,
it's
Sandusky.
Fine. It's ASHRAE. You're still safe. Dana White says it's okay.
Man on man on boy, no cool.
No.
It's no bueno.
No bueno. Ah, oh, sí, señor. Corona, la cerveza más fina de México.
Coronas.
Corona.
Chichis. Grandes
grande.
Chichis. Yeah.
Chingo de cerveza, güey. No mames.
That's all we need to know. ¿Dónde el en el ¿Dónde está el pan? I know that.
Madre.
Kisser.
La puta de la.
That sounds like
chichis. La mama.
It sounds like you say you can get Jasmine.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I speak no Spanish.
I know a few terms. Don't leave them a place.
Oh, good. For those of you who know what I just said, enjoy.
It sounds good.
It always is.
So, Merry Christmas to you fuckers. We will see you soon.
Yeah. Merry Grinchmas, motherfucker.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Hugo Weigel.
And Matt Griffiths.
And we will be back next time.
Oh. Great. Thanks for playing.